So my oldest son and I are in a program. We have been for the past 10, 11, maybe 13, or maybe 12 weeks by now, called the Colorado Youth Outdoors. And they have 15 weeks of fishing, shooting, archery, fly tying, and a lot of, I think this Monday, we're also volunteering to release, somebody gave them, 300-400 quail, and we're going to tag them and release them this week. Hopefully they'll be released into the property, and maybe in future years we can shoot them. Nothing wrong with that. That's why we're raising them. It's from a company that produces them for populating areas. So we learned, though, and it's an absolutely fantastic facility. They have, it's not open to public, so it's not fished out. You can actually catch fish. But we learned, and that we've had a little bit of classroom stuff as well, but we learned that fishing, while you're fishing, you know, simply just throwing out your hook and lure doesn't guarantee you're going to get a catch. Just finding a puddle of water, especially if you go to the city parks in most cities, there's no guarantee, and there's probably a low percentage of chance of you catching something when fishing. But you know, when you use the right bait during the correct conditions, whether it's day or night or cloudy or sunny, and if you fish in particular spots, you're much more likely to catch a fish. And we've had great luck when we've been out there catching fish. Well, during the mating season, a pair of bass will make a nest. And this is quite a bit of bass out in these lakes, these little ponds. And when they do make this nest, they stay near their eggs and eventually their fry. And they will hit lures that pass by them, not necessarily because the bass are hungry, but because it makes them mad, because they're protecting their nest. And you have a great chance of catching a bass this time of year because they're hatching right now, using lures that annoy the bass, lures that make popping or gurgling sounds, and you pass them near that, you're almost guaranteed that a bass is going to jump up and hit that because it's trying to protect its nest. But if you fish with those lures later in the summer, you might have lowered results because the bass are no longer in those areas. Well, you know, when we're trying to overcome a particular sin, when we're trying to overcome a particular habit, and when we're trying to draw closer to God instead of this world, it likewise takes planning and it takes strategy to be successful. We can't just open the Bible into some random page and figure, God has inspired me to open to page 619 and to read Isaiah 27:10. If that's how you're inspired to change your life, then you are doing it wrong. You're not going to fish and not catch out of this book the things you need to grow on. You know, we must be methodical in how we use the Bible. You know, it's not just about finding a topic that addresses the solution that we might have to one of our particular problems. We must use the Bible with God's Holy Spirit guiding our understanding. That's key. That is the key to understanding this book, is to have God's Spirit opening our minds to it. You know, there are many snares that we can learn in this world that lead us, when reading this Bible, into wrong conclusions. If we are focused on proving our own ideas, finding our own messages in the Bible, and not focused on God's message, we are going to fail. We are going to come to wrong conclusions, and we're not going to be profitable when we search through this book for understanding. 1 John, starting in chapter 5, First John 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? keeping God's commandments helps us overcome the world, helps us better understand, and is the basis for us understanding this book. It's what gives us the tools of God putting His Spirit into us as we start taking in some of these basic things, beginning with God's commandments. It's what allows us to catch those things that help us grow. You know, if we were cobbling together a religion based upon our own desires and ignoring what we don't like and focusing on things we do, we aren't going to overcome this world. We're going to sink deeper into it. You know, I was, years ago before I was married, I was 4 days into the Quatico Provincial Park by canoe when I embedded a hook deep into my finger. Now, when you, the Quatico is a huge park in Ontario near the Minnesota border. And once you head into it, as the guide said, as you, when you checked in, once you head into it, you're on your own. If you get hurt and a plane happens to be flying over and happens to see you, you might get lucky, but when you paddle into that big reserve, you are on your own. So 4 days in, I knew I was 4 days out, if I needed help. And I had a hook deep in. When you're fishing deep water lake trout, you use big hooks. These aren't small little fly hooks. So I had my friend that I went up with. I was in a solo canoe. They were in a bigger canoe, he and his wife. Had my friend row over and asked for some advice. And his advice is, well, you need to cut a big slit in your, or a slit into your finger to allow that hook to be able to pull that barb out so you can get your hook out. And he's like, well, we can go over to the side of the shore and make a fire, and we can, like Jeremiah Johnson, get your knife burning so it's not going to infect you. And I thought, well, that's going to be painful. That's not the... Is there another choice? Because your advice is not good. So instead, I chose to carefully work that barb up to the skin level. And it had gone in, and I could feel it was kind of pulling a little bit on maybe meat or muscle. And I figured, well, the best way is to get it as close to the skin as possible and try to pull it out. Luckily, my friend had a pair of pliers, and I grabbed the hook and yanked it out. And the first try was unsuccessful. And my friend and his wife almost passed out thinking how bad. It didn't really hurt that much. The second try, though, worked. I was able to pull out that hook from my finger. And it was just a small spot that the barb pulled out of the, during the skin. And it within a day, it was, you know, it was a less chance of getting infected. And I was able to get by that and continue fishing. Well, hooks... You know, as countless fish, and as I can attest to, hooks are designed to go in and not out. They're designed to catch and not release. They're supposed to, that barb is to take hold and it will not come back out. You carry pliers because sometimes to get them out of bass or fish mouths, you have to use pliers to really pull them out. And like a fish hook, sin becomes more difficult the deeper it gets into our system. The deeper that barb of Satan's message burrows into our psyche, into our minds, the harder it is to pull that out. The harder we won't, at some point, there is an unpardonable sin when we can no longer remove that which Satan has put into our minds. Especially those of us of the faith, those of us that have been given this understanding. If we allow his message to burrow into our system, we can lose our eternal reward. But, you know, that's how Satan's message is designed to act. The more you take it in, the harder it is to release it, to eradicate that from your character. 2 Peter Chapter 2. Second Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of their flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's speaking to us, brethren, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire. You know, if we are seeking a deeper understanding of God's truth, we can't do it while Satan has us on the line and is pulling us from a different direction. We have to rid ourselves from that hook that can pull us back into this world. You know, the pull of sin can be overwhelming. You just look at the world around us. God is ignored. The true God is ignored. People give him mouth service, but the true God is ignored, even from those that attest to love and to understand God. And what did John state earlier? He said, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. You know, if you truly want to love God, you keep his commandments as the basis, as the foundation of understanding. That's how we overcome this world. That's a starting point, starting with those commandments. You know, successfully overcoming pretty much means we are enemies to this world. You know, one measure of our effectiveness is how much we don't fit in with this world, with this society, with all that it professes. Christ did that quite clearly in John 15. John 15 and verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The world hates us, brethren, because we aren't part of it. We are separating ourselves from all that this world professes. You know, it takes careful and planned effort to be hated this much. It's not easy. It's not easy to separate ourselves and to be despised by those that Satan has influenced. It's when we get careless that Satan will hook us into fulfilling our own desires, his own desires, being led into pursuits that aren't going to lead us to God. You know, showing God all the hooks in our fingers and our empty stringers with no fish on them because of our carelessness, because of our lack of planning, is not excusable when we face him, when we face all that we have done in this world. That's not going to be an excuse that we can use, brethren, that we were just too pulled down by Satan, that we just couldn't produce the fruits that he expects of us. But brethren, we have to overcome. We have the tools, which is his inspired word, to overcome. We just have to use them.